Well, you certainly know what that song means by now. That's right. It's another episode of Bookhound, heard right here on our flagship, 99.1 FM Talk. That is Fox News Radio, taped in front of a live audience, now at the Reno Town Mall, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. And it is hosted by none other than the owner of LaRue Press, Jan Hermsen.
Thanks so much, Eddie, and welcome everyone to the Bookhound. Today we're going to interview authors that have books in the works. And in case you're wondering what that means, it just means that they haven't yet been printed. They're either being edited or maybe they're somewhere along the production line. So, and why would we want to do that today? Because it's really beneficial oftentimes to you, the reader. You can often buy those books beforehand and at a discount.
I did not know that.
There you go. And today we have Faye Laveau, who has a book scheduled to be released later this year called OMG, My Parents Are Getting Old. Welcome to the Bookhound, Faye.
Thank you very much, Janice. Pleasure to be here.
You know, Faye, one of the things that Jan always does here on Bookhound, could you personalize this show a little bit for us? Where were you born? Where are you living now? And what led you to become an author?
I was born in Massachusetts. I now live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And what led me to become an author, I've been actually writing and editing for about 30 years, but specifically for this particular book, OMG, My Parents Are Getting Old, what inspired me to put it together was the last 2 years of my mom's life and the whirlwind of craziness that I had to deal with, managing her care, her caregivers, her finances, and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So there's so much to putting together a book, and our readers today are learning about the fact that oftentimes we do want to market them ahead of time. Editing and proofreading is all a part of this.
It sure is. with this book, I have not just my own story, but that's woven in with chapters from over 50 professionals and lessons learned by over 70 family caregivers who've been through similar situations, and they've just shared whatever their lessons are with me. And so I've been editing all of the chapters and doing everything that I can, but even as a professional editor, I am still going to send the whole book to my editing team and my proofing team, because editing and proofing are so important.
Right. You know, in our business here at LaRue, we're also printers as well as publishers, and we always make sure that we have so many different people look at a proof as well as the client, because of the fact that there are so many errors that can be overlooked. The eye always likes to correct.
That's really good to hear, because it's like, you know, it's a really critical thing, and unfortunately a lot of authors pass by that because they get impatient to see their books in print, but it's not going to help them to have it in print if it's not in good shape.
You know, Jan, I'm going to jump in right now because I'm quite frankly intrigued, and I'm sure some of the audience as well as the listeners on 99.1 FM Talk are intrigued as well. You're telling me that we can promote some of these authors who are soon to become authors and some of the books that are soon going to be on the shelves because people can place their order right now and actually get discounts on some of these books that are coming out in time for perhaps holidays, you name it. But this is a wonderful opportunity.
It is. It's a great opportunity. And that actually is a great opportunity for me to talk a little bit with Faye about Kickstarter as well. Because, Faye, why don't you introduce our audience a little bit to Kickstarter and why you decided that you were going to push your book on Kickstarter?
Well, I found out about Kickstarter.com, and it gives you an opportunity to fund a project there, all different kinds of projects, right? Everything, books and business and just all sorts of stuff. And there's a process you have to go through. You can't just throw your thing up there. You have to get approved. You have to do a preliminary application, and then they approve you to be on there. Not everybody gets approved. I talked to somebody, actually, who didn't get approved. There's that. And then you have to work through what you're going to say and your video. You put up a video for it, and then you create levels of contributors. You offer different rewards to people, thank you gifts or whatever that are related to your project. So there's a lot of thought that goes into the Kickstarter.
And the good news for your readers and or future readers is that your book is selling for, what was it, as I recall, $34.95, was that right?
Yeah, the book will be available for $34.95 when it's out, and if they become a Kickstarter contributor, they can get the book at the $25 level.
There you go.
So it's a really great opportunity to get the book at a discount.
Great. Anything else you'd like the readers to know about your book?
Well, the book is for not only people who are caught right in the middle of the horrendous whirlwind of dealing with aging parents who were unprepared or who didn't really communicate fully with the adult children before something happened. There's a big mess there that suddenly you have to deal with. There's tons of information in there that will help. But there's also information that will help people who have their faculties and who are okay now, boomers especially, to prepare in advance, to do the paperwork, to discuss the issues and come up with some alternative plans if, God forbid, something happens. Or, you know, even if you live to be 100, eventually you might need some help. And eventually, you know, you're going to need your estate paperwork in the right kind of shape and stuff, or somebody to help you manage your finances. And
right.
All of these things need to be discussed and worked through, and this book will tell the readers how to do it.
Faye Laveau with OMG, My Parents Are Getting Old, has been our very first guest here on Bookhound. We will be right back.
Across the nation, people are stepping up. For their mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, partners, sisters, and brothers. They're leading the way and walking to end Alzheimer's, the sixth leading cause of death in the nation. Together, we can reclaim the future. Walk to end Alzheimer's. Start a team. Join a team. Go to ALZ.org.
Hi, this is Elaine Voigt with My Journey Home, and I wanted to make everybody aware of the computers that we have for sale. The sponsors of the veteran shows here on 99.1 are sponsoring veterans. For $150, you can buy a veteran computer, mouse, monitor, and keyboard, so they have a computer to use at home, then it's loaded with Microsoft Word 7 and Microsoft Office 2007. You can reach us on our Facebook page, which is myjourneyhomenv.org, or you can reach us at our office at 825-8118, 825-8118, and those computers are also available for anybody who needs one at home. They're $150. You can get a mouse, keyboard, monitor, computer.
Plus, all the training required to get that veteran back into the workplace and back into society. Plus, remember, listen to all of our veteran shows right here on 99.1. FM Talk, Fox News Radio. That's Tipping Point with Boone Cutler, The Wounded Veteran with Bill Thomas, and Situation Report with Dr. Robert Primo.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall, located at 4001 South Virginia. The Reno Town Mall is just steps away from the Reno Sparks Convention Center and is home to a variety of merchants, including a full-service grocery store, the all-new Food Source. Other tenants at the Reno Town Mall include the Washoe County Library, Burlington Coat Factory, Hong Kong Nails, Judy's Dance Shop, Millica's Hair Design, and the Murphy's Law Irish Pub and Sports Bar.
This unique urban mall will fit in perfectly with your busy lifestyle. Stop at the Aroma Club for your morning coffee or perhaps a quick business lunch at Round Table Pizza. The Reno Town Mall is also home to the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority, as well as a full-service Wells Fargo branch. Stop by the Reno Town Mall today for the best Reno has to offer.
Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall.
We are back now with the second segment of Bookhound, heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk. That is our flagship station, Fox News Radio, in front of a live audience, Reno Town Mall. Jan, we have been and are going to continue interviewing authors who are soon coming out with a book.
That's right. And our very next guest is Jeff Pfeiffer, who has the book with the title of In His Father's Footsteps. And I want to mention, too, that oftentimes these are working titles, meaning that they might change.
Right. Matter of fact, I remember the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff. That book originally came out under a different title before he changed it. Jeff, what's the title of your book, my friend?
In His Father's Footsteps.
I love that. Now, you haven't changed it since she
said it. Not yet.
Well, that's why I tried to quiz you, to see if you changed it since she mentioned it.
I thought it was a trick question.
Yes.
So did I. As many of our listeners know, the services at LaRue come in a wide range, and Jeff is one of our traditional fashioned authors, meaning that we are supporting his book and putting it out there. So welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great. Can you give us some background on yourself? Tell us a little bit about you and how you got to be an author.
I grew up in Dallas, and I moved to the Bay Area about up in the middle of high school.
Right.
And went to college in California, and graduated with an accounting degree.
Mm-hmm.
And went on to become a CPA for a few years, and now I'm in law enforcement.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm going to guess. I'm going to second guess right now. Your father was in law enforcement.
He was not.
He was not. Well, there you go. Thank God.
Once
this
again,
is, thank
Eddie.
God, thank God, Jan, this is not Jeopardy.
Thought you were on your game today, Eddie.
Not so far. Not so far. But obviously a great relationship with your father, to honor him the way you have by basically alluding to him in the title.
Exactly. Yeah, my dad was a big part of the inspiration for the story.
And how did your background assist you in writing this book? Tell our listeners a little bit about the book so that they kind of understand your background. You were in the Marine Corps, and you're now in law enforcement.
Exactly. Right out of high school, about a year out of high school, I joined the Marines. And a lot of my story is about a young guy about the same age that I was. Who didn't know where he's going, didn't know what he's doing, and the story takes place in the future, and he joins the military, and it changes him for the better. He learns, how to be a responsible adult, and I think this is what happened to me. So I took, a lot of the ideas from the story from my own personal life.
It is a science fiction novel, correct?
It is a science fiction novel, yes.
Right, and it's also got a ton of action in it.
It does. I love movies and books with a lot of action in it, but I like it to be a lot deeper than that, which I know a lot of the traditional science fiction movies and stories lack. And so that's why my story on the top is an action science fiction story, but it has that deeper part where the son explores the life of a father he never knew.
Yeah, and this is really a young adult novel, and you've actually already had some feedback from some young adult males that have read this, correct?
Right. A friend of mine, I let her read the book, and she's got had a 15-year-old son, in her words, hated reading, and she left my story out, and he picked it up and started reading it, and she said he couldn't put it down. So I felt really good about that.
Right, and as a matter of fact, that is how we got in touch with you, because mm-hmm. of the fact that she recommended you to us and gave us that little feedback. And
let me ask you this, Jan, because this is amazing to me, because as a matter of fact, I'll go to your guest. Isn't it just wonderful to have someone like Jan Hermsen and LaRue Press behind you with this exact, project that you're taking on?
Definitely. I'm completely new at this process, and they've been great. Having them supporting this is terrific.
We keep hearing that, Jan. You're doing such a great job. No wonder we're actually taking the time to interview authors who are about to put, in some cases, their very first book out.
That's
on the shelf.
That's true. And we really do gear toward a lot of the newer authors.
Let's take this opportunity right now for the audience as well as the listeners on Fox News Radio, Jan. How do the people get a hold of LaRue Press, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach us by calling us at 775-849-3814, or they can go to the web, www.lrpnv.com, and there's lots of ways you can find us there.
Well, I'm going to ask you one other question, ready? And I know I'm going to get this one right.
Okay.
Would you recommend LaRue Press to any authors out there who are thinking about getting involved?
Of course I would. Yeah.
Absolutely. See, I knew I'd
now,
get
one. Now,
come on.
He had to say that. Yeah.
No, I mean it.
Yeah, I know you truly do mean it. I've heard it from so many people that we've interviewed here on Bookhound for Fox News Radio because of the fact that LaRue Press isn't just some big cold publishing printing company. They really care. The people get involved. They help the authors. And that's something, Jan, that you deserve the kudos on because I've heard it from so many people in the past.
Well, thanks, Eddie. So just getting back to your book for a second, with your background, it provided you with lots of material. Does the character represent you in any way?
I guess in a big part, he kind of is me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when I was his age, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And at the time, the first Gulf War was, you know, just kicking off. And I thought, you know, this is... I have no idea what I want to do. I've always wanted to join the military, so I joined the Marines and actually didn't even tell my parents beforehand, and
oh, wow.
They didn't appreciate that. But
so how can readers help you promote your book?
I think the biggest way is if they read my book and like it, to tell other people about it, which you know, has kind of happened with that 15-year-old son in an indirect way.
That's true. That's how you got to us.
Right.
That's great. Is there any new or established author that you feel deserves more attention?
There's probably, I can think of a couple. Mark Bowden, or Bowden, I think is pronounced, mm-hmm. Wrote Black Hawk Down. He wrote the story, Black Hawk Down. It has a huge military aspect to it. And he was never in the military, but he did a tremendous amount of research to write the book. And you can really tell that... you know, he knew what he was talking about in the story, because when I read a book or watch a movie that you know, isn't accurate, it really turns me off to the story.
You know, Jan, real quick, as we close out this segment, and we've got to thank this young man for being your second guest. Thank you so much. We look forward to your book.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
How do we get a hold of the pre-sales of his book?
You can go to www.lrpnv.com, and we have a link there that you can click and get your pre-order.
This is Bookhound. Keep reading. We will be right back.
Want to grow your business? Are you looking to move overstocked inventory or perishable assets? Look no further than the Western Trade Alliance, Northern Nevada's largest and fastest growing business-to-business barter company. The Western Trade Alliance has over 275 members and are adding more every week with offices in both Reno and Las Vegas. The Western Trade Alliance will help you to save money through barter, as well as increasing your sales, market share, and exposure in the community. Our talented trade brokers will show your business how to use barter for items like dining out, printing, or travel, just to name a few. Some exciting local members of the Western Trade Alliance include Bully's Sports Bar, Edge Merchant Processing, Nevada Matters Media, and Waking Girl Web Design. Call one of our trade brokers today at 775-636-8191 or visit us online at westerntradealliance.com. Grow your business with barter. Apply for a Western Trade Alliance account today.
If it's t-shirts, signs, banners, hats, hoodies, sweatshirts, virtually anything that can be printed on, trust the 505 Merchandising Company to handle your order fast and at a fair price. Unlike most silk screening shops, the 505 won't charge a screen setup fee or a design fee, which means more merch for your dollar. If you're a band, a business, a fundraiser, or an event and you need promotional products, call 775-322-0976 for a free quote. For all of your screen printing, embroidery, and graphic design needs, the 505. 775-322-0976.
Dress Like That, located in the heart of Midtown Reno, is your number one source for pin-up and retro fashions with the classic look of the 1940s and 50s, whatever your look may be. 40s, pin-up girl, classic Grace Kelly, or maybe just a little bit rockabilly. You'll find that perfect outfit at Dress Like That. Featuring the latest fashions from classic designers like Betty Page, Stop Staring, Bernie Dexter, Heartbreaker Fashion, and more. The sultry fashions at Dress Like That will make sure you're a knockout. Come in anytime during the month of February and receive a free tube of luscious vegan lip gloss from Pinup Cosmetics, a $10 value with every purchase. View our selections online at DressLikeThat.com or call Cynthia at 742-2931. Be a knockout. Be dressed like that.
We are back now with the third and final segment of Bookhound, heard right here on 99.1. That is Fox News Radio, our flagship station. And we tape this show in front of a live audience now. Come join us each and every week for the taping of Bookhound. Jan, it looks like we have another very special guest.
She is. She's very special. Dana Hall is here with us today, and she is special to me especially, if I can just say those little specials all together.
Sure.
Because we have co-authored a book together called My MS Journey. Welcome, Whoa. Dana.
Thank you.
Dana, same question as we always do for every one of the guests here on Bookhound. Personalize this show, if you don't mind. Where were you born? We know you're living here now because you're on the set with us, and we love that. But also, what caused you to write this book? A little personal history there, too.
Well, I was raised in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and went on to Colorado and Hawaii and wound up in Reno after that. And I am writing this book because I have a disease that I would like to shorten the process of education for those who wind up having this disease.
Wow. So you have MS.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and for those listeners that don't know, multiple sclerosis is a degenerative nerve disease. And we hope very much to educate folks and let them know a little bit more about the disease, but also about how we've handled it.
Okay, and when you say we've handled it, Jan, a lot of people in the audience, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are trying to understand now, you're co-authoring this book. She has MS. What ties you in with MS?
Yeah, I do not have MS. However, my husband does. And it's actually a disease that's much more common for women to have than men.
I did not know that.
Yes. So I am his, quote, as the doctors would say, caregiver. But I got to be honest with you, I'm his wife.
Oh, well, I've got to share something. He's a very lucky man. You have to agree with me.
And
there.
I'm a very lucky woman.
Well, there you go. Okay. Too bad this is not our Valentine's Day show.
Yes.
You know, I mean, as much love being spread around here. Hey, I'm very proud of you. You're basically, when you're writing this book, you're opening up yourself to the world because you're trying to make a difference with people who might be facing the challenges that you still are facing.
Absolutely. Every day is a new day. And it's a very challenging disease because you don't ever know how each day is going to be. And so, therefore, it's very difficult to keep a job running, and it's very difficult to have any potential employers hire you.
You know, and I think we should point out, especially about Dana, what a successful businesswoman she has been, because just because she's a person with MS doesn't make her the disease.
Right.
And that's real important for people to, it's hard because you have to adjust so much to this disease, and so sometimes it overwhelms you. Even as a person without the disease, you're adjusting your life always for that. However, Dana, tell us a little bit about what you've done, and you actually co-founded a charity.
I did. About 10 years ago now, or 11, I co-founded the Give Hope Foundation, and I did that after I was notified that I had MS. And I think that was part of my denial. Everyone said, well, why aren't you raising money for MS? That's what you have. Well, my passion was helping families in Northern Nevada who have children with devastating illnesses.
And wow. So
here she is. She's just been diagnosed, and she turns around and co-founds a charity.
It was helpful.
You're lucky you're sitting so far away from me, or I'd hug and kiss you right now. I just think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. And would you be kind enough to share with the listeners, you said that each day's a challenge. What are some of those challenges to some of the people who are not as familiar with MS?
Well, for myself, some days I can hardly use my hands, which includes typing. I went through a phase where I had to wear wigs because I couldn't do my hair every morning. Sometimes the pain is excruciating.
Wow.
And so what you do is you keep yourself to yourself because you don't want to share that energy with anyone else. And then you wind up kind of being a recluse at times.
You know, it's really interesting because Dana's talking about the pain that she experiences and some of the symptoms. And my husband, on the other hand, seldom has a lot of pain. However, he has experienced optic neuritis, being blind, and he's not now. He's experienced being completely paralyzed from the waist down.
Wow.
But he's not now. We always say it just messes with us. We, you know, we don't know every day what's going to be next.
Right. It's like the wiring gets all messed up.
It does. It's exactly right.
You know, it's like the wiring is all short-circuiting throughout the entire body. Let me tell you something about this particular book, My MS Journey. Jana, I really see it being an educational tool as well, that I'm going to think that a lot of people who may have someone in their family, a friend or an associate that they know, would want to grab this, and they're going to want to grab it before it hits the shelves.
You betcha.
They're going to want to get a hold of LaRue Press. They're going to want to get a hold of the two authors, and that happens to be you two young ladies. So how do the people do that?
Well, they can go to our website, www.lrpnv.com, and pre-order it, and you'll get a better deal.
Okay, quick question for either one of you, from a fact that I know that there's probably not a day that goes by, certainly not a week that goes by, that you're not updating your research on this particular disease for personal reasons. Question, are we making any gains at all on MS?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So the foundations nationwide, coast to coast, border to border, they are making a difference right now?
Not so much the foundations as much as independent neurologists who have dedicated their lives to this disease.
You know, Jim, we're going to have to get some of those on the set here, okay?
We'll do it.
All right. This has been Bookhound. We want to thank you for coming. We look forward to your book, you know, My MS Journey, and we also look forward, Jan, to you co-authoring this book. Thanks for sharing that with us on this third and final segment of Bookhound, and keep listening to 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio, flagship for Bookhound.
Hi, this is Sean Carey, host of Nevada Matters Week in Review, where I tackle the important issues facing Nevada with my panel of distinguished guests, including journalists, politicians, and community leaders, heard every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Send me an email, sean@nevadamatters.us, or a tweet at sean_Carey, and I will do my best to respond on the air. Nevada Matters Week in Review, a Nevada Matters Media production, is heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk.